Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. In the 21st century, we consider political scandals and courtroom drama to be characteristic of modern times, but 100 years ago, things weren't all that different. In December 1906, Utah woman Anne Bradley sat alone in a Washington, D.C. jail cell. Her crime? The fatal shooting of her long-term lover, former Utah Senator Arthur Brown. Anne Bradley was a prominent young woman, active in groups like the Salt Lake City Women's Club and the Utah Women's Press Club. She met Arthur Brown in 1892 through her work with the Utah Republican Party. The two began a lengthy love affair that went public when Brown was elected in 1896 as one of Utah's first two senators after statehood. Anne Bradley had two sons with Arthur Brown and expected him to marry her as soon as he divorced his wife. Bradley had a long wait for a divorce that never came. Then, in 1905, Brown's wife died, leaving him free to marry Bradley. Still, nothing happened. Repeated delays prompted Bradley to follow Arthur Brown to Washington, D.C. in 1906, where she found evidence that Brown was having another affair with Annie Adams, mother of famous Utah actress Maude Adams. Bradley confronted Brown in his hotel room and, in a fit of rage, shot him point blank. Brown was taken to the hospital, where he later died. Salt Lakers were shocked, but not surprised, by Bradley's crime of passion. At her murder trial, Bradley pleaded emotional insanity, and public sympathy swayed in her favor when it was discovered that Brown had written Bradley and their two sons out of his will. Anne Bradley was acquitted in Washington, D.C. and returned to Utah. She opened an antique shop in Salt Lake City that she operated until her death in 1950. On her death certificate, she is listed as a widow. Her deceased husband, Arthur Brown. Research and writing for this episode of the Beehive Archive were provided by Heidi Orchard. Sources and past episodes may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Megan Van Frank. Visit us online at kcpw.org and click on the Beehive Archive link.